Regina, Minister of Trade and Export Development Jeremy Harrison will lead a trade delegation from Saskatchewan to Germany this week. The delegation will also officially open Saskatchewan's international office in Berlin. With the addition of Germany to the international trade network, Saskatchewan will have 9 offices located in China, India, Japan, Mexico, Singapore, the United Arab Emirates, the United Kingdom and Vietnam. Saskatchewan Trade and Export Partnership, STEP, along with a delegation of Saskatchewan commodity and agri-food exporters, will join the upcoming mission to explore opportunities with German and European Union, EU, buyers looking for high-quality food ingredients, grains, pulses and oilseeds. Saskatchewan exporters shipped $1.25 billion in agricultural products to the EU in 2022, STEP CEO Chris Decker said. STEP members are looking to maximize their profile and increase sales while taking full advantage of the new opportunities provided by CETA and the new international offices. Prabha Ramaswamy, Saskatchewan Chamber of Commerce CEO, will be joining the delegation. Our member businesses benefit from access to markets beyond Canada, boosting their profits, and enhancing job creation, Ramaswamy said. By engaging in global trade, Saskatchewan can stimulate economic activity and growth, leveraging our abundant resources to generate export revenue and attract foreign investments. With its strong manufacturing sector, emphasis on agri-food, agri-technology, and technology in general, Germany has the potential to be a very lucrative market for Saskatchewan businesses. Germany hosts many major trade fairs and exhibitions like Agritechnica, a sales-focused event for Saskatchewan's agriculture manufacturing sector. Meanwhile, Saskatchewan is home to German investments such as K+S, which recently announced a long-term growth plan for a sustained increase of potash production at its Bethune mine. Saskatchewan is in a unique position for foreign investment geologically with its access to critical minerals and politically with a strong drive toward economic development, K+S Potash Canada President Sam Ferris said. The Germany-based mining company K+S Group has already recognized the opportunity, becoming the first new greenfield potash mine in the province in 50 years and recently announcing intentions to increase production to nearly double the Bethune mine's current capacity over the next couple of decades. As the business community works toward increasing Saskatchewan's place in global markets, continued cooperation of the province will be a key factor in our collective success in the coming years. Saskatchewan's merchandise exports to the EU increased by nearly 47% from $1.8 billion in 2021 to $2.6 billion in 2022. Last year, the top three export products to the EU were potash, $760.4 million, wheat, $587.5 million, and uranium, $409.2 million.